The following is the President's speech at Sydney, Ohio, Monday, October 11, 1948.
I wish you at this time to present the Democratic nominee for Congress from the 4th Congressional District, Earl C. Ludwig of Lima. I now wish to present to you our Governor Frank Lawshee. It is now with great pleasure that I have the privilege and the opportunity to present to you the President of the United States, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you very much. I can't tell you how very much I appreciate this wonderful turnout in this great city here in the center of Ohio. One of the finest greetings I've had during my crusade through the country to tell the people what the issues are in this campaign. And I think you want to know what the issues are. You wouldn't turn out like this if you didn't want to see the president, and if you didn't want to find out what the president stands for, and the why and wherefore of this tremendous crusade I'm making across the country to let you know what those issues are. I would like to congratulate the people of this fine city on the record they made during the war. I heard a lot about Sydney when I was chairman of the Special Senate Committee to investigate the National Defense Program. I remember a Saturday Evening Post article way back in 1943 about Sydney's outstanding record in the production of war material. I remember that the War Manpower Administrator, Paul McNutt, talked about Sydney on a nationwide broadcast, and he told me about what you'd done here. The whole country needs that kind of ingenuity and elbow grease, and Sydney seems to have it. We need it if we're going to keep the prosperity we now have. The Democratic administrations of the last 16 years have brought this country from the bottom of a depression to the greatest prosperity in the history of the world. Reconversion policies of the administration have resulted in more than 61 million people being at work right now. They said that was impossible. And if you remember, the same bunch of Republicans said it was impossible for us to turn out 60,000 airplanes when we needed them, but we did it. Even though 3 years ago, a lot of people laughed when I said 60 million jobs is the goal. They said it couldn't possibly be done. Not going to be easy to keep this prosperity because the Republican 80th Congress refused to take any steps to meet the conditions with which we are faced today. They tried to turn the clock back. They're trying to go back to the 1920s. And I'm very, very sure that you don't want to go back to the 1920s. You want to go forward to the 1950s. Prices can be checked. I know, because we kept prices in line during the war, when inflationary pressures were even greater than they are now. But the Republican leaders are more interested in big profits for big business right now than they are in helping you meet the rising cost of living. Time and again, I asked the Republican Congress to pass laws to take care of that situation. They refused to take any action. Their only excuse to you people has been a lot of false propaganda. They won't discuss the issues in this campaign. They're afraid to discuss the issues in this campaign because they're on the wrong side of those issues. They tell the farmers that prices are going up because people in the cities are getting too much money in wages. They tell the people in the cities that prices are going up because the farmers are getting too much for their crops. Both of these statements are false, and you know it. Prosperity of farmers and workers go hand in hand. One is prosperous only when the other is prosperous. And that's been the policy of this administration, to make a fair distribution of the income of the country so that the farmers get their share, the workers get their share, and the small businessman gets his share. That's not what the Republicans want. I'm going into some detail tonight in Akron on just what the conditions are with which we're faced and why these Republicans are afraid to discuss the issues. I hope you listen in on that conversation because it'll be very edifying for you if you're interested in your own welfare. The programs we need for prosperity are the programs set out by the Democrats. The Republican Party looks backward. They never look forward. They never have any remedies for conditions with which we're faced. Whenever we are in a serious condition where there's a crisis, you'll find that we've been taken out by the leadership of the Democrats. Remember that now. Don't send us another 80th Congress to tear the situation down. Elect Earl Ludwig from this district to be your congressman. Elect Frank Lasher for governor. You can't possibly go wrong. You know the best way to vote for yourself and your own interest? You get up early in the morning on November the 2nd. Go to the poll. Vote that Democratic ticket straight, and you'll be voting for yourself and your own interests. And I'll stay in the White House another 4 years and won't have a housing problem myself. I want to thank your mayor most sincerely for his cordiality and courtesy to me this morning. I appreciate it most highly. How would you like to meet my family? All right, here's the lady who runs the White House and the president. My daughter, Margaret. Thank you immensely for this wonderful turnout. I know you're interested in the welfare of this nation or you wouldn't turn out like this. And that's the way it's been all over the United States. People want to know what the facts are. And in order to get those facts, they've got to come out and hear what I've got to say, because you can't find it out any other way. These people don't want to talk about the issues. They're not interested in what's for your welfare. They're interested in obtaining power in this country for the welfare of a few special interests. Don't let them do it.